28 after 8, 96.5. A good morning with Ken, Nikki and Steve. It is going off here at Northside Christian College. Come on down, Everton Park. We're here till 9 o'clock with station sponsor, 40-Hour Famine Backpack Challenge. And also here helping us out, a lot of the students hanging out. And, of course, Rob's here as well. Hey, Rob. You're back.
I'm back.
Now, what are you back with?
We're back with backpacks, and we're back with a whole bunch of things that you have to choose. So we've got a little challenge we're about to give the three of you. Mm. This is what we did to launch the whole 40-Hour Famine Backpack Challenge. So these are items that are just, you know, everything's that you would find in your room, and you've got to make a choice, because often with people who are in these war-torn countries, they can sometimes have only 10 minutes warning to get all of their things together and move. That's happened in crisis throughout history when the Khmer Rouge moved into Phnom Penh.
Yep.
It's happened to people in Aleppo. And so that's the simulation. So you've got a bunch of items there. You're going to have to choose what you would take with you. I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
And then, we're allowed to take as much of this as we can, or we can only choose up to 5 items?
Okay, you have to choose the top 8 items that you would take, okay? You've got 8 things, and each of those are going to be scored. I've got a score sheet here. The students are going to score it for you.
Right, oh, good.
Okay, so have a quick look.
Okay.
I'll count you in.
What is that?
Okay.
I'm going to have to take my mic off for this.
Okay.
Okay, well.
And I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
All right. Open the backpack. Open the backpack. Yep. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's this? That's not going to fit me.
That's time.
Okay, that's it. I got eight.
So the students are going to now score you according to this list. Back.
Please come and judge me.
Mm.
Thank you, sir. Judge my choices.
All right.
So the things that that you were choosing one from, you had a water bottle there, a muesli bar, a jumper, a teddy bear, toiletries, towel, blanket, wallet, swimwear, lollies, and phone. And so out of those things, you've chosen what you think you would need if you had to suddenly flee your home. So
why just flee Brisbane? It's the bell. We've got to flee. That's what would happen.
That's right. Most of the students are fleeing.
I think I did pretty good. I believe I put a blanket because I thought, you know, that could also keep me warm, but it could also be used as sort of like shelter maybe. And then I chose a towel for hygiene and that, and also chose a little pack.
See, I wouldn't have chosen a towel because that goes with my drinking water. I could always just sort of suck my arm if it's wet. So I thought towels, you know, going the other way, really. Doesn't really think it's a good thing.
And I put a water bottle in there and some food.
Yeah. I just left the teddies.
Oh, yeah, and I had a teddy as well.
Did you put a teddy in?
I did.
You took a teddy?
I took a teddy.
Okay, well, let's see.
It's about survival, dude. It's about survival, not some sort of...
You know what? Sometimes it's about the emotional connection that you have with your home.
Let's see
and you want to bring
about
that
the scores.
You.
Yeah,
right. Okay, well, let's see how you went. Ken, we'll have you first cab off the rank.
All right.
Harry's got your score across there. How we go, Harry?
What do you got? I'll come over here to the mic, buddy. We need to...
Okay.
No, we got one here.
Okay.
There we go.
What do I go for, Harry?
You got 300 points.
Is that a record?
What, out of 1,000?
We'll have to see.
Out of how many points?
500 points.
Oh,
that's not bad.
What didn't I do good at?
What didn't you do good? Teddy bear is worth quite a few points and you left
that
one out.
Why is teddy worth more?
Well, when you think about it, children fleeing from these crises are leaving everything.
Yeah, true.
And having something like that is a comfort thing for them to take 300. With them.
So thank you, but I'm happy with 300. Where are we at?
All right, so
Nikki.
Nikki here did really well. She got 440 points. She just went for it.
Well, you know I'm a mother. I know how to pack a bag for survival.
All right, so she's leading at the moment.
What's the highest you can get?
500.
And what am I?
440.
That's not bad, Nick.
Okay, right. Big drum roll over to Steve.
What did Steve get today?
280.
What did you pack?
It's a bit sad.
I packed a wallet.
We got plenty of like the middle range items. So we've got like wallet, which is kind of almost essential, but not really.
Yeah.
Blanket, towel, toiletries. They're kind of middle range. You miss like your jumper and like the muesli bar and I suppose the teddy. It was just kind of, even the phone, 0 points, just wasn't there.
How much does the phone give you?
Zero.
Why?
Well,
I was just thinking, what if you're out there and
I
you want to call
for supplies?
Yeah, I reckon the phone's a good idea.
And GPS.
What are you going to charge it with?
Well, if it's already charged, you only need one call to save your life, sir. That's all I'm saying. I would reevaluate these points because I highly disagree with them.
Don't take your advice from kids.
In all seriousness,
have no authorization.
Some of the places in Brisbane you could take a phone, make your one phone call, and you don't have reception anyway. So
it's part of the crisis. Have you got Wi-Fi?
But look, it's an important issue. And, it goes to show that, yes, if you only had 10 minutes to pack a whole bunch of stuff to get out, it is a pretty serious thing, and that's good to see that. It's we're all different what we value. So.
Either way, I'm following Nikki. She's obviously going to survive more than all of us.
Nikki's good at this.